This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A Hamas official says the group would lay down its weapons if a two-state solution is implemented. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Hamas official Khalil al-Haya said in an interview that the Islamic militant group would agree to a five-year truce with Israel if an independent Palestinian state is established along pre-1967 borders. If that happens, he said, the group's military wing would dissolve and Hamas would convert into a political party. The comments come amid a stalemate in months of ceasefire talks, but it's unlikely Israel, which has vowed to crush Hamas, would consider such a scenario. Israel's current leadership is adamantly opposed to the creation of a Palestinian state on lands Israel captured in the 1967 Middle East War. I'm Karen Shamas.
The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments on Thursday over former President Donald Trump's claims of immunity from prosecution for trying to undo his 2020 election loss. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
During oral arguments, conservative Justice Samuel Alito expressed concern about presidents having to worry about being indicted after leaving office.
Will that not lead us into a cycle that destabilizes the functioning of our country as a democracy?
Liberal Justice Elena Kagan probed hypothetical examples of presidential wrongdoing.
If a president sells nuclear secrets to a foreign adversary, is that immune?
Trump, the Republican candidate challenging Democratic President Joe Biden in the November 5th election, has pleaded not guilty in the federal election case. The justices would need to rule by about June 1st for Trump's trial to be held before the election, according to legal experts. A ruling is expected no later than the end of June.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. This is VOA News. The United States will pull the majority of its troops from Chad and Niger after those countries ended previous agreements for U.S. troops to operate there. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
The Pentagon says that the U.S. will relocate most of the approximately 100 forces it has deployed in Chad and the majority of the 1,000 U.S. personnel assigned to Niger. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder.
We'll conduct follow-up meetings in Niamey next week to coordinate the withdrawal process in a transparent manner and with mutual respect.
The withdrawal puts a dent in the U.S. military's efforts to counter violent extremist organizations across the Sahel region. Niger has experienced political insecurity. Chad's presidential election is May 6th, and both have seen an uptick in influence from Russia and China. Russian military trainers arrived in Niger earlier this month with Russian equipment to reinforce Niger's air defenses. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Congo's government is questioning Apple about the tech company's knowledge of, quote, blood minerals from a conflict zone in the African country that could be smuggled into supply chains. It's demanding answers within 3 weeks. A group of international lawyers representing Congo said Thursday it sent letters to Apple's CEO Tim Cook and its French subsidiary this week that they raised concerns about human rights violations involving the minerals extracted from mines in the country's east that might end up being used in the company's products. They included a list of questions challenging Apple to show how it monitors its supply chains in a troubled region where more than 100 armed rebel groups operate. Rush hour chaos in London as 5 military horses run amok after getting spooked during an exercise. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
2 horses, one black and the other white, who were without riders but with saddles and bridles, were seen running loose in the heart of the UK capital. The front of the white horse was covered in red. It wasn't immediately clear if it was blood or red dye or who the horses belonged to. City of London police say that officers were waiting for a horse box from the British Army to collect the animals and take them to a veterinarian. The London Ambulance Service says 4 people had been injured, treated at the scene, and taken to the hospital. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The U.S. state of Tennessee's GOP-controlled state house has given their final approval on legislation criminalizing adults who help minors receive gender-affirming care without parental consent. Thursday's action clears the way for the first-in-the-nation proposal to be sent to Governor Bill Lee's desk for his signature. The bill mirrors almost the same language from a so-called anti-abortion trafficking proposal Tennessee Republican lawmakers approved just a day prior. In that version, supporters are hoping to stop adults from helping young people obtain abortions without permission from their parents or guardians. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.